California S. Caitlin Simmers USA and Cole Hushmand USA have claimed victory at the Rip Curl Pro Bells Beach presented by Bonsoy, stop number 4 on the World Surf League WSL 2024 Championship Tour Court. The two first-time Bells winners were the ones to beat on finals day as the bowl dished up semi-clean surf in the 3-to-4-foot range. It was a historical day of competition, with a number of firsts taking place on the 61st finals day at Bells and the 50th with Rip Curl as the title partner. California's Hushmand and Simmers add names to illustrious list of bell ringers. San Clemente locals and childhood friends Cole Hushmand USA and Griffin Colapinto USA came into the final of the Rip Curl Pro Bells Beach guaranteed to make history. With either of them winning, they'd be the first Californian male to hoist the bell since Richie Collins USA in 1992, and with the form they displayed, it was either surfer that could take it. Hushman started strong, posting a 7.00 out of a possible 10-point ride on his opener and finally backing it up with a 6.50 for a 13.50 out of a possible 22-wave total. Colapinto, who was the form surfer of the event, struggled to get going until the last few minutes of the matchup, and although he started to build, it wasn't enough to overcome Hushmand. Hushmand got the win, becoming only the 7th goofy footer to win the event in 61 years, joining names like Akilupo, Carroll, Hardman, Lynch, Wilkinson, and Ferreira. "I'm speechless, and this is unreal," said Hushmand. "I honestly don't think it's gonna sink in for a while. I've been visualizing this every day for the last 2 weeks, ringing that bell, and I guess it works. I'm excited for the whole year. My biggest goal was to make it to Fiji as a rookie, and now I have my sights set on a bigger goal. The cut is out of my vision and there are bigger things for me to achieve now. The year really starts now." I told Griffin, "This is what we've dreamed of since we were kids competing, and I really wanted to enjoy it. It's not often you get a final with your best friend and mentor, but then again, there's no one I want to beat more and no one I'd rather lose to. This is probably the best day of my life." Hushmand came into the Rip Curl Pro Bells Beach sitting below the mid-season cut line with an equal 9th as his best result in his rookie season. His maiden CT victory has rocketed him 18 spots up to 8th on the rankings within aim of the WSL Final 5 heading into the second half of the season. Coming into the final sitting in 1st and 2nd on the rankings, whoever claimed the win between Caitlin Simmers USA and Johanna de Feyfra would leave Bells Beach wearing the yellow leader jersey as world number 1. CT veteran Dafe came into the final with the most momentum, and it showed as she took control early. With 2 mid-range scores, DeFay held the lead for almost the entire final. With just 3 minutes remaining, Simmers took a set wave with priority, scoring a 6.10 to get herself back into contention. With less than 1 minute remaining, Simmers forced DeFay into a closeout, leaving Simmers out the back with sets rolling in. Taking her last chance with seconds remaining, Simmers put together a range of critical maneuvers to score a 6.67, receiving the last-minute news that she had won her maiden bell on the sand after the buzzer. "I was just thinking on my last wave, this could be it," said Simmers. "In this sport, you always have to believe in yourself because that stuff happens. I still don't believe it, and it doesn't feel real. At this high of a level, you have to figure out ways to have an edge. There's so much for me to think about, and it feels amazing to get the win. This wave is really difficult to work out, so it feels awesome. Yeah, wow, number 1 in the world sounds great." Simmers made history today, becoming the youngest woman to ever win at Bells. Simmers took out her maiden final at Bells Beach and her second final of the year after winning stop number 1 at Pipeline. Simmers rings the bell as world number one and wears the yellow leader jersey heading into the Western Australia Margaret River Pro. Johanna DeFay and Griffin Colapinto continue stellar run with runner-up finishes. Fresh off a win at the Mio Rip Curl Pro Portugal, Johanna DeFay came into CT stop number 4 full of confidence and with her sights on grabbing the yellow jersey for the first time in her career. DeFay looked to be the woman to beat, posting some of the highest scores in each round to become the first European competitor to contest the Bells final. With her back-to-back finals appearances, DeFay will now head to the Western Australia Margaret River Pro, sitting solidly in second place on the rankings. It feels amazing to make the finals, and I felt good out there. Too bad I made that mistake at the end, said DeFay. I guess this is what surfing is, you're out in the ocean, and there's no certainty. It is what it is, and I have to swallow it, but I'm also happy to place second too. Knowing I've made history as the first French person to make the final at Bells feels special. Similar to DeFay, Griffin Colapinto USA arrived at Bells fresh of a win in Portugal and carried plenty of that momentum into stop 4, posting the highest heat total of the semifinals, quarterfinals, and the event. Although disappointed, he wasn't able to clinch his maiden win at Bells. Griffin was over the moon to share the final with a good friend after seeing his brother and CT rookie Crosby make the cut and good friend Cade Mattson USA earn the best result of his rookie season, ending a great week of results for the San Clemente and Southern Californian contingent of CT surfers. Colapinto will hold onto the world number one position and the yellow leader's jersey as he heads into stop no. 5 at Margaret River. That was bittersweet for sure, Colapinto said. You always want to win it, especially when you're in the final. I don't want to ruin this moment, though, I'm so happy for Cole. We have surfed together since we were 10, so it's crazy to be standing up here at Bells after going at it in the final. I feel like all of the crew from San Clemente are building momentum and finding their feet on tour, which is so good. We're all staying together in West AUS, so it will be cool to have the two Bells there next to each other. Semi-finalists get season back on track at Bells. Rio Wadaina earned his career best CT result, finishing equal third at Bells Beach. Sitting right on the cut line coming into this event, a semi-final finish at Bells jumps Wada up 10 spots on the rankings to world number 11. Matthew McGill of Ray RSA equaled his career best CT result with a semi-final finish at Bells. An equal third moves McGill of Ray up to world number 14. Both surfers now head to Margaret River with a lot less pressure on them and their spot on tour ahead of the mid-season cut. Brisa Hennessy CRC and Caroline Marks USA both earned equal third place finishes this year at Bells. This is Hennessy's third and Mark's second semi-final finish of this year. For highlights from the 2024 Rip Curl Pro Bells Beach presented by Bonsoy, please visit worldsurfleague.com. Rip Curl Pro Bells Beach presented by Bonsoy Women's final results. 1. Caitlin Simmers USA 12.77. 2. Johanna DeFay Frat 11.60. Rip Curl Pro Bells Beach presented by Bonsoy Men's final results. 1. Cole Hushmand USA 13.50. 2. Griffin Colapinto USA 12.80. Rip Curl Pro Bells Beach presented by Bonsoy Women's semifinal results. Heat 1. Johanna DeFay Frat 13.53 def. Brisa Hennessy CRC 12.10. Heat 2, Caitlin Simmers USA 13.93 def. Caroline Marks USA 9.24. Rip Curl Pro Bells Beach presented by Bonsoy Men's semifinal results. Heat 1, Cole Hushmand USA 13.14 def. Matthew McGill of Ray RSA 7.77. Heat 2, Griffin Colapinto USA 16.83 def. Rio Waita Ina 14.53. For more information, please visit worldsurfleague.com. Next stop, Western Australia Margaret River Pro. The next stop on the 2024 WSL Championship Tour will be the Western Australia Margaret River Pro. The competition window opens on Thursday, April 11th, and closes on Sunday, April 21st, 2024. The event will be broadcast live on worldsurfleague.com and the free WSL app. Check out more ways to watch from the WSL's broadcast partners. For fans watching in the United States, coverage of the competition's quarterfinals and beyond will continue on worldsurfleague.com and ESPN Plus. The Rip Curl Pro Bells Beach presented by Bonsoy is proudly supported by Rip Curl, Visit Victoria, Bonsoy, Red Bull, Shiseido, Yeti, Surfline, TrueSurf, Eventbrite, Apple Watch, GWM, Oakberry, Bailey Ladders, Boost Mobile, Coopers, Bond University, Bioglen, WeatherGuard, Hydrolite, and MopHi. For more information, please visit worldsurfleague.com. About the WSL. The World Surf League WSL is the global home of competitive surfing, crowning world champions since 1976 and showcasing the world's best surfing. The WSL oversees surfing's global competitive landscape and sets the standard for elite performance in the most dynamic playing field in all of sports. With a firm commitment to its values, the WSL prioritizes the protection of the ocean, equality, and the sport's rich heritage, while championing progression and innovation. For more information, please visit worldsurfleague.com.